So we've had Eli, our original speaker couldn't make it this morning, so we're having Becky Diffin step in here for a very interesting presentation on mergers and acquisitions, which I know a lot of y'all deal with fairly frequently. So you all know Becky, and she needs no introduction, but just to give you a little preview, Becky Diffin is a partner with Norton Rose Fulbright here in the Austin office. She focuses her practice on M&A, joint ventures, project development, and tax equity financings in the renewable energy space. Becky has over 20 years of experience in the renewable energy industry and previously worked as a utility-scale wind power developer. And she's also been recognized by Chambers and many other fine publications. So, Becky, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, if you weren't sick of hearing from me yesterday, I'm sorry you got to hear from me again today. But now I get to talk about what I actually do every day. So before I start, one thing that Matt didn't mention that is on my bio that's really important to me is I'm on the board of directors for Women of Renewable Industries and Sustainable Energy, otherwise known as RISE, which is an amazing organization. Thank you. And we have not gotten to do our annual happy hour with this conference for many years because this conference has not happened in a normal manner for many years. But we are back to hosting our annual happy hour immediately after the last session today. It'll be over in the cafe, which is over on the original side of the building, kind of off the courtyard, Gabriel's. So it's Dutch treat. That means you pay for your own drinks, but we would love to invite certainly all the women. And I will say there are so many more women this year than I have ever seen in this room before. There was a line for the bathroom, and I actually thought that was a good thing. So I was really excited to see that. But the guys are welcome too. As long as you're supportive of women, you're welcome to come join us. So invite everybody over there after the conference ends today. So I'm going to talk about M&A today, but first little thing, you know, this is finally this week. The cartoon says fall. I'll fall the brief interlude between weather events that push our grid to the brink. And that is what we've been living here in Texas, and that's what this conference has been living. So I actually kind of feel like this week is our brief interlude between weather events that push our grid to the bank. But really happy. I know there's a lot of people in here from Chicago and other places up north and actually getting to enjoy our weather for once for this conference. So what's going on in the M&A space? Generally, outside of our world, M&A has been really slow the last year. 2023 was a very low corporate M&A year, primarily because of interest rates and a number of other factors, but not so much in our space. Renewables M&A continued to be strong, and energy M&A overall, you can see, really, I mean, it dropped a little bit in 23, but not a horrible amount. And so we've seen a lot of interest in more and more M&A activity in energy and specifically in renewables, I think in particular because some of the other industries have really slowed down in their M&A. Other things that I think really affected a little bit of a slowdown for us, in addition to interest rates, obviously we were waiting for guidance on the IRA on a variety of things. We've bit by bit gotten a little more guidance every few months. And so some deals were kind of on hold, waiting to see what was going to happen with that, especially if it was a particular type of guidance that really impacted that project or that company. And then as we've gotten more guidance, it's allowed a lot more deals to start flowing. But that's the chart for the overall energy M&A space. This, I think, is really interesting, though, to see the renewables impact on energy M&A. And that first column to me, or sorry, first row, is really remarkable. So in 2020, only 12% of energy M&A was renewables deals. In 2023, 38.7% of energy M&A was renewable energy deals. So that's a, oh, Matt, I think you took my notes. no worries. So that's just a really remarkable uptick in a really short amount of time. And what we've really seen for renewables M&A is that the deal volume has actually in the last few years stayed pretty consistent, but the deal size, so the dollar value, continues to go up and up and up. So that is both the deal count and then in particular the deal size really starting to make us a much bigger part of the pie chart of what all types of energy M&A is happening out there in the world. There's a lot of different reasons for that. Obviously, we all know energy transition and all those things. This one I think is interesting. This is where a lot of the money is coming from, which is in the private equity space.